Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast series involves conversations with Judy K. Mozoff. In fact, these interviews are going to be divided into 8 to 10 minute podcasts, which are going to air each Monday of this month. Judy K.'s speaking presentations and performance coaching focus on developing leadership, opening mindset, elevating attitude, and strengthening communication skills to build happy, healthy, high-performing doctor-team-patient relationships is one that she specializes in, and she's very good at it. Her message empowers, energizes, exhilarates others to embrace change, take action, and get results. She's the president-elect for the National Speakers Association Minnesota Chapter, National Study Club Director for the American Association of Dental Office Managers, winner of the coveted Spotlight on Speaking Award, and a member of the National Speakers Association, Speaking Consulting Network, Academy of Dental Management Consultants, and an Advanced Transformational Trainer. She's the author of Rise and Shine, An Evolutionary Journey to Get Out of Your Way and On Your Way to Success, and a contributing author for Dental Economics, AGD Impact, First Impression, Pink Tooth, and The Observer. She also publishes a monthly newsletter entitled Show Your Shine. I'm so glad that you're coming back for our next conversation, Judy K.
Thank you so much, Carol, for having me.
In the session last week, we were discussing conflict in the office, conflict resolution, and about how opportunities might come up where we can view where someone is coming from because of their past experiences and maybe readjust our behavior accordingly. Well, there's one behavior, I don't know about you, but it drives me crazy, and it's that evil head of gossip. I want to know, can you really stop gossip, and if so, how?
Yes, you really can, but it takes effort and it takes consequences. First of all, I think the team has to understand what gossip really is. We have a tendency to mask gossip and cloak it under this terminology of venting. Oh, we're just venting. We're just blowing off steam. And the reality is it's gossip. What I share with team members is that if it is something that you wouldn't say in front of their face, you don't say it behind their back. If it's venting and it's a positive venting, that's fine. If it's positive, it doesn't take anything away from them. If it's not against their character, that's fine. You can share all the good news about someone you want. But when it comes to something that's derogatory and it's about that person, if you're not going to say it to their face, don't say it behind their back. And I think that what happens is so many times people think that if they don't say anything, they're not partaking in gossip. And the reality is you play a 50-50 role. If you're sitting there listening, you're 50% of the gossip. So I teach teams how to stop the gossip. When someone comes and says, oh, you'll never believe what Mary did, or you'll never believe what Judy did. And their first response is going to say, oh, wait, stop. Please take that back to Mary, or please take that back to Judy. Go and talk to them and see if you can't resolve it, because we've talked about it. We're not going to gossip here anymore. And I think that's key, first of all, is having that team meeting where you talk about it, that we aren't going to have gossip anymore. And this would be the protocol on how to stop it. This would be the process. If someone comes up to you, you just say, you ask them to go back to the person who you have the problem with and discuss it. Because after all, none of us wants to be talked about. And when you think about how it feels, if you're the one someone else is talking about, it has a tendency to make you think about, do I really want to say something negative about somebody else?
Don't and you find, though, that this is kind of a prevailing attitude in a lot of office environments?
It is, because they think it's just the norm. It's really interesting when you share with them and you say, okay, so let's talk about this gossip. You think it's just natural, and it should be. You know, it's not a big deal. How much do you trust those people that you know are talking about you? How much do you actually communicate with them? So look at what it does to the performance of the team. Because all of a sudden, you're not going to share the same things. You're probably not going to talk to that person as much, because why would you? They might take what you said and turn it around and share it with somebody else. So you have a tendency to not work together near as well. And when you start asking people, how have you ever been talked about? Has anybody ever gossiped about you? And we've all been on the receiving end of that. And none of us likes it. So how would you feel if your work environment no longer condoned that type of practice? How would you feel if there were consequences? And then I ask, what do you feel the consequences which should be? And it's very interesting. They say, first of all, if someone comes up to me and starts to gossip to me, my role is to tell them to go back to that person. If they continue to want to just gossip and say, no, I've got to just tell you this, then I'm going to say, hey, you know what? This is a verbal warning. Please don't share anymore, or I'm going to have to go to management. You know, just take it back to that person, work it out, but don't come and tell me about it. And then if after that point they continue on, they say the second time is a written warning, and the third time is actually grounds for dismissal. And people feel that that's really drastic measures for gossip, something that happens all the time. But I'll tell you, Carol, the reality is it's not about the gossip. It's about the lack of wanting to support what are the goals and objectives of the team.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that sometimes there's pushback? Someone gets even more aggressive when they find that this is a new policy for the organization?
Well, again, I think the only people that are going to be upset that they can't gossip are the drama queens and pot stirrers and problem makers. So that's okay. Let them get a little bit more aggressive. And what happens then is it becomes very clear to the management or leadership team that this is not a good place for them to work, that they've probably been stirring the pot for a long time and creating problems between employees. And then again, like I said, performance goes way down. If you can't trust who you're working with, you're not going to work very well together.
Well, you said something really interesting about the person that's listening is contributing 50% of the mm-hmm. Gossip action. What if you have someone just keeps their head down? They try to stay out of it. They're not necessarily listening. They're just trying to avoid it. What suggestions would you have for someone that does not like to deal with conflict? How can they do this big step saying, please go take it somewhere else? Because that is addressing conflict head on.
It is. And I will tell you, it's really interesting. I have gone around from team member to team member. I just finished working with a practice in Pennsylvania, and it's a group of 16 team members and 4 doctors. And the team members, we went around the room, and I asked each one, what are you going to do to stop gossip? And so one lady said, she said, I'm just going to put my hand up and say, talk to the hand.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. But they have words. Some people pick words. Some people said, I'm just going to get up and walk out. It depends on the tech person. Some people actually are comfortable now that it's been, Carol, the magic part about stopping gossip is having an agreement as a team, first of all, that that's what you want. And everybody's prepared. They know that other people are now going to stop them if they start venting, as they call it. So it's not a surprise. It's not as if one person comes back and just decides to implement this. It is a team agreement. So it makes it much easier to talk about. Once everybody is aware of it and has agreed to it, it's much easier to do than what it would be if it was just someone implementing it themselves. So I think that makes a big difference. But I think there's different ways. You can get up and walk out. You can say, please talk to the person. Or you can even say, you know what, we agreed we weren't going to gossip anymore. You know, and I know that you want to vent, but I don't want to be a part of that. And it surprisingly works tremendously well. I've seen a change on this team in working together and how much happier they are. And that first time we implemented was about 3 months ago for the no gossip, and I was back just recently. And it's wonderful in the change in the environment, and they're so much happier.
Does this extend as well to terminating gossip by electronic means? Facebook, social media, email?
That's a great question, and yes, and that's the hard part. It's a protocol. It's new. It's different, and there's usually not guidelines about it. It's whatever venue you use, whether it be Facebook, whether it be in person, whether it be calling, whatever it is, it is the same. So you really have to realize that as long as it's communication of any sort or any form, it is gossip, regardless.
Thank you, because there's some people that make it as a separate issue, and I just believe gossip is gossip regardless of the venue in which it takes or the media in which you extend it.
It definitely is. And, you know, here's a strange form of gossip, and I struggle with this Facebook thing and all the social media. If I'm out with my friends and we take a picture, I don't necessarily want that displayed everywhere for the world to see. And for me, that's almost a form of gossip about what we've done. It's sharing. And not something that I've actually agreed to.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Yes, it is.
Everyone, join us again next week for our last conversation together. But before we do so, Judy Kay, I was wondering if you could share with them how they can get in contact with you.
Yes, I'd love to. They can reach me via email, is probably the best, at judykay@practicesolutionsinc.net, which is J-U-D-Y-K-A-Y at practicesolutionsinc.net. Or they can visit my website at practicesolutionsinc.net. Or they may call me at 612-701-4922.
Thank you very much, Judy Kay. I want to thank all of you for listening to this edition of Just for a Moment. If you've got any comments you'd like to share, as always, you can email me at karel@karel.com. And this is Carol Murray signing off.